We are kind of wearing similar color schemes.
Our periods are in sync.
Yeah.
The noobs.
We have no personality. Same shoes too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Our personality is algorithm driven.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens!
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Cody was just saying how much he hates seeing stinky regular people at the airport. He was just going, you know what I hate? I hate when I walk into the airport, I see someone who smells like Irish Spring. You know, that fucking poor regular soap. You know, that stench it has on your skin. That's what he was saying.
That's actually the soap I use right now.
That's how you try to stay in touch with the people?
Yeah. What soap do you use?
I don't use any.
What's the bougie soap? You don't use soap?
No.
No?
That's why I wear these pants, man. After I get buck fever.
Yeah.
You know, after I fucking shoot him, like.
Wait, what's buck fever?
It's after you kill an animal and
what,
you.
What do you. What
it's
happens?
Like the fever you get from like taking from the land.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like in a good way or a bad way?
It's like. It's
like, is it a fever? Like, I just can't stop?
Yeah, you can't stop killing them?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, you shoot the dad and then you move on to the kids.
I must kill again.
Yeah. No, it's. I think it's a. It's a feeling people get. It's a really sacred feeling.
Like, it's supposed to be bad.
No, no. It's like a weird acknowledgement of what you've just done.
Gotcha.
So you take from the land.
Oh, I see.
And your body goes through a trauma response, basically.
Gotcha.
You know, it's the big O for
for hunters.
For hunters, yeah. It's the big O for a hunter. Yeah. Which is terrible if you're a lady hunter.
So funny. Just fucking oh,
yeah.
Oh. What's good? What's wrong, dude? I got buck fever. Yeah. I'm about to buck fever.
I'm about to buck. Jesus Christ, I'm about to buck.
With any hunter is just they're thinking about coming to this spaceship and shooting us with their rifle as we desecrate this sacred moment.
The ultimate buck fever.
Yeah. Yeah. Killing a human.
The forbidden fever. The forbidden fever.
The forbidden fever. He's not a bad guy. He just went for the forbidden fever.
You know, once you start.
Yeah. But yeah, that's got to be crazy if you're a lady hunter and you get the. Imagine going with your lady and you go on a couple's hunt and she gets the bug fever and you're just sitting there like, you never. You never.
Like, why can't, yeah.
You're just driving home with that dead ass shit in the back and she's like, oh my God, we just dragged it like 6 miles. Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. Oh my God. You really helped me with that, babe. Thank you. And he's like,
yeah.
You have a good time? What was better about this?
Yeah.
You know.
You never do that for me.
You know.
I'm going to sleep so well. Tonight. Yeah, I bet you are.
I
bet you are.
Yeah. A few nights later, he's dressed up like a buck. He's got little antlers on. His fucking little wiener out.
What's it going to take for you to shake for me, huh? You want to put me down?
Shoot me in the face.
Shoot me in the face.
Come on. Shoot me with a bow and arrow.
Anyways, yeah, why do we get into buck fever?
Because of your pants, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, some before that. You were talking about soap. Yeah, after I get the buck fever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like. then I reach
I'm
into
about the buck.
I'm about the buck. Then I reach into the buck and I just get that lining of fat from the bottom of its stomach.
Uh-huh.
And I just.
Oh, that's what you wash with. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's graphic as hell. Oh. Ew, ew, dude.
I know. I had you there visually. I just had to take you there.
I can honestly say I was not expecting that. Jerking off with deer fat, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what's his name? Who showed his asshole on YouTube?
Fucking
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah,
yeah, Kevin. Leave it up to Kevin to do that.
Yeah, he would definitely do that.
Yeah, jerking it with deer fat. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, man. How's your run?
This you tired? What?
You tired?
I am tired. Yeah. I'm pretty fucked up from that. Honestly,
just the worst interview question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it long?
Yeah, I don't get why people do that stuff. Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah. How many miles was it?
26.
Oh, kind of stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer to run to the fridge. There's so many fucking signs out there from people that said, like, I'd eat 26.2 pizzas instead. I prefer that. Yeah. It's like, how is this helping me?
Yeah. That's so, man, that's great.
I know.
Spite sign?
Yeah, I know.
Just waking up to... Yeah, all these vegans are running today, and I'm going to try to make their lives awful. I don't know why there's just a random redneck in the middle of New York.
Yeah, exactly.
City redneck.
No, people came out for it, dude.
Showed out.
Oh, my God. Like, I couldn't believe, like, there was never a section where there wasn't, like, thousands of people
That's
standing
crazy.
On the street for 26 miles.
You should have just parked it and did a set.
Like a stand-up set?
Any kind of set.
Any set?
Don't let comedians find out about
it. I
did
a running set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 26.
That's kind of dumb, though. You should have ate 26 pizzas instead.
There were some good signs out there. My favorite one I saw near the beginning, and it had a little alien on it, and it said, take me to your finish line. I don't know why. I giggled so hard at that. I was like, that is so fucking dumb. That's the dumbest, cutest sign ever.
Yeah.
And it made me smile for like another 2 miles after that.
And then you remembered
take me to your finish line.
So you said to yourself.
Yeah, I was like, literally, I will, you know? I'm heading there right now. Take me to your finish.
Nice.
It's fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking funny.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
It's funny.
No,
it's just
dude,
stupid
I'm,
and dumb.
I'm creasing, mate.
What?
I'm creasing, mate.
What is that?
Like, you know, English person, I'm creasing, mate. Mm. I'm creasing, mate. That's how hard I'm laughing.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I'm laughing hard as hell at that one.
What else? Some other ones.
Some good signs.
Oh, I saw one other one that was
one
that
guy
was
listening
funny.
Right now. What are your feet looking like, bro?
The same.
The same.
Yeah. No, I'm sore as fuck, though. It was a hard course.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of hills that snuck up on you. What?
You said you didn't get the time you wanted.
Yeah, because I was like, I went out way too hard, you know? Like, I talked to my coach beforehand. He's like, we set up this plan. I talked to him for like 30 minutes. Mm. It's like, first 7 miles, you're going to do 8:45 pace. Second 7 miles, you know, you're going to do 8:30. And then comes like the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever. You know, you're going to expect that hill, everything. We talked for 30 minutes. I had this detailed plan. And the race gun went off, and I just forgot everything and just ran, like, so hard for no reason.
Damn.
So that kind of fucked me. And I felt so good until mile 20, and then it's just, like, everything just came crumbling down.
Shut down.
And I started just, like, hobbling. I was, like, run walking, which was embarrassing because there was a lot of people there, like, a lot of fans there. Because, you know, I made it very known that I was doing this race.
Yes.
A lot of people on the sidelines with, like...
Yes.
Like, I couldn't believe how many people actually... And they, like, a lot of them near the end saw me just suffering.
And they're just crumpling their signs?
Yeah, exactly. Go, Cody! Ugh. Were you just cheering for that guy? No. Were you just cheering for that guy walking? No, I wasn't. No. Yeah, right. They're crying. You used to inspire me, man.
You're so full of shit.
Dude, what happened to you, bro?
Delete that fucking channel.
Damn.
No, but it was still a great day. Like, yeah, that race is fucking
just
special.
Hobbling in hell. You're
Yeah, literally.
That's the weirdest meet and greet ever.
Yeah, literally. Literally. like oh, almost throwing up.
Well, since you ain't running, bro, can we get a picture?
I'm running. I'm good.
Yeah, no. So can we get a picture real quick? Since you ain't running or anything.
Some dude actually did that. Yeah. Another runner came up to me as I was in like the pain cave, like literally just like one foot after the other. And he came up and was like, bro, can I get a selfie? And he's just like, he's like that fucking guy at the ultra marathon. You know, like 23, just hasn't felt pain yet in his life.
Yeah.
You know, running like at a 6 minute pace.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fucking, yo, can I get a picture? I'm like, sure.
Slaps you on the back as you're trying to throw up. Oh, fuck. My bad, bro.
Throw blood. Oh, dude, my bad.
And then you see his Instagram later, and it's like just dusted Cody Co. LOL.
Dude looked bad, lol.
Next slide. Just finished.
Yeah.
Saw Cody Co. I used to watch the guy's videos all the time. He's fucking slow, man.
Yeah. Safe to say I will not be watching him anymore after
this,
dude.
This guy is not a good
Honestly, pathetic. Like, can't think of a better word than that.
This guy's a whole YouTube channel, but he runs bad. I don't know as possible to be a bad runner, but he's like a bad runner.
Yeah. So. He's bad at this. It's sad. He's a sad man. All right, dude. Jesus.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, that's good. So you're here. You're sore. So what's the plan to recharge?
Nothing.
Another tasty little burger?
Oh, I had some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I had a dirty little burger.
Yeah.
Ooh, I ate 3 sauces. That's how you know it's like...
Someone check his insulin?
It's fucking high or low. I don't know whichever one's worse.
Yeah.
I don't know
how
insulin works, but you know.
Well, you're going to know.
Yeah, exactly. you're going to be very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at Chick-fil-A the other day, and I gave my guy my order. I saw him like, whatever.
My guy.
This is my guy.
The guy at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. No, he's my guy.
He's your guy?
He's my guy.
Oh, see that fucking guy. My guy.
He's my guy. No, he's definitely not my guy. I give him my order. I tap my card. After I tap my card, he just does nothing. He just stands there. And I'm like, thinking receipt or something? And he just goes, you're good. I went, oh. I'm gonna kill myself. It was
so. Just drove away with no food.
Yeah. I just went. Yeah, they're like, Noah,
you're good.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
I am good.
Yeah,
bye.
No, I said I'm good, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Definitely good.
Yeah. Nice.
That was one of the sauces.
Yeah. What sauce do you get?
Chick-fil-A sauce
only. You strict?
I'm itching. I'm getting the. From the burger.
That's what happens. You eat
sauces.
One. Yeah. So what movies did you...
Sauce fever.
What movies did you watch on your watch?
Oh, fucking... No, dude. Just now on the flight back, I watched the first, like, 20 minutes of Fast X. What the fuck, dude? Have you seen that movie?
Pull up the... Is it the one where they...
With Jason Momoa?
Yes.
Dude... Did you actually watch that?
I'm trying to remember. Is that where they like hook the car and they fly over the mountain?
I don't. Maybe that happened later. And I could only. I literally could. I.
Oh no, I haven't. Seen
I didn't
this
stop
one.
It early because I fell asleep or any of the normal bullshit I normally pull.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, they.
What is this genre?
They want it. They want.
What
to
is
be,
it?
They want to be Bollywood. That's what they're trying to be.
Oh.
But they're not good at it. You know, because Bollywood, when Bollywood films do absurdity stuff, they go all the way.
I don't mind the absurdity.
But that's what
like,
I mean. Is,
stunt-wise.
Yeah, but they don't go all the way with it. Like, in a Bollywood film, there might be a catapult full of swords. And you're like, all right, come on. And then the main character will run up to those swords and then tiptoe each of those swords, do like a spin move, dodge like 100 bullets, pull out his fingers, he'll be like, and kill the main villain, just like hit it right in the throat.
Yeah.
And then they'll go into a dance number. But this, like, it's all ads, you know?
Yeah. That was another thing. Every single, I don't think there's a single thing in this, single prop in this movie that wasn't like paid for as a deal.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah.
All the way down to like the fucking IKEA chairs. Like everything's perfectly, you know, like every scene where they like handed each other a beer.
Yeah.
It was always just like the most unnatural you could ever hand.
It's that iconic like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fucking
hands it a brand facing out.
Yeah.
And then the one receives it. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking it
holding
from
a beer like this on a flat palm.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Corona.
Thank you for the Corona.
Dom. What is his name? Dom Toretto.
Dom. Yeah. What was his name?
Thank you for the Corona. And like, he's getting old, by the way.
Vin?
He looks,
Yeah.
He looks old.
You've seen that TikTok meme where they take him when he walks out the show with a shotgun?
No.
It's like a format people use. Like, Vin will walk out with a shotgun and point it. Just like it'll, people will insert a kid, like a picture of themselves at 9. Like, he'll be like,
that's good. I just, like, there was so much. I had to check. I clicked the screen at 25 minutes because I was like, I've already watched an entire movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Already I've seen a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah.
And it was only 25 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's so much that's, like, over, like, they just green screen shit in for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It'll be, like, a just a shot of the where their house is, and, like, it's so clearly green screened in, like, the city size, skyscape.
Yeah.
Skies, whatever.
You good?
Skyscape. That's it? Right?
Is your hand numb?
Fuck you. But, like, it's just so over the top. I couldn't believe it.
Well, because movies now, they're shot for coverage. Because the goal with these franchises. Can you look up the earnings for this film internationally?
Yeah, I'm actually curious. It's crazy how fast it'll go from, like...
It's crazy how fast that movie is?
Yeah. Dude.
Okay. So...
All time? What is it?
558 million.
Internationally. But domestic only.
What was the budget? I feel like that's not that high.
the budget is...
I feel like the budget was 400 million.
No, it's going to be 558... million, it'll be
340 million.
Yeah. And 300 of that went to talent fees.
Yeah, exactly.
30 of that went to locations. 5 of that went to catering.
Yeah.
4 of that went to the director. And then the remaining 500,000 was everything else. And no one in VFX got paid.
Yeah.
So worldwide, it did 700 mil. But domestic only did 145 mil. So all those green screen moments, and this is not my own knowledge. This is some other shit I was reading. But basically, a lot of these big films now are shot with a bunch of plates and all that. Yeah. So when they send it to Singapore, if it's like, oh, this part's offensive, they can just take it out.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I was thinking a lot about this. What movie were we watching this weekend? We were watching some like Netflix production and we turned it on. Oh, yeah. It's a new thing called The Creature. And it's supposed to be like a period piece about monsters. I couldn't make it after 10 minutes because the whole thing felt like it was shot for coverage. And I'm realizing that a lot of modern productions now, they're just shot like commercials.
Okay.
And it's all to alter it if they put it in China or here or there, and it's like, oh, that dialogue's offensive, or this type of joke could be seen this way, or that type of car has this connotation. So they just get the same scene from like 50 different ways.
Hmm.
And all the shots, like, they don't feel like they're trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get his hand. Okay, great. This is the scene where Vin hands off the beer. Okay, let's do it from this way. All right, let's get it over the shoulder in case we need to block it.
Huh.
And then let's get it the other way. And let's get a shot of this random person in case we have to cut the combat scene out. So then, I don't know. When you look at the edits, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
They're just done like,
felt like that.
Yeah, they're just done like commercials.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Hmm. Yeah, also insane how fast like the mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, dude. How fast it goes from, like, him...
This is a TikTok movie.
All of a sudden, yeah, dude. Yeah. how fast it goes from like the guy coming in and being like, "Where's your team?" And they're like, "They're in Rome." And he's like, "We don't have a job in Rome." And they're like,
"Yeah."
And like, looks at his wife, and it gets like really intense. And then he sees his son standing on the stairs. Then it's like all of a sudden it just switches to heartwarming music.
Yeah.
He starts walking towards. He's like, "We're gonna finish that driving lesson later." And it's like, I almost cried. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's just like it cuts to them driving through the city in Rome with something exploding in the background. Literally, that was all within 15 seconds.
They know their dude. They know their target demo.
I was like, "You're fucking
yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
love this movie, dude."
Oh fuck, now I'm crying. Yeah. Oh, heartwarming. Oh, his son. Oh, Rome exploding. Jason Momoa was like, "I guess we're gonna blow up the Vatican." I'm like, "What?" Yeah. Holy fuck, dude.
They had to license that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. They shot that for coverage.
Yeah.
So they could, in every single country.
I bet you, dude. I bet you. If
all right, now say World Trade Center.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now, fuck, I was trying to think of another international.
And then the whole first fucking 10 minutes of the movie is they just added it on. Like, they just, like, shoehorned in this backstory.
Yeah.
And then shot it on top of the footage they already had from the end of one of the other movies.
Oh, got it.
I couldn't believe, like, how, I mean, it was, like, A, like, sort of genius, but also B, just, like, there's no storylines left.
How did you learn that?
What?
About the, like, shoehorned backstory.
Because, like, Paul Walker's in it, and I recognized it from, maybe I'm wrong, but that I think that is how one of them ends. They just used that footage and then shot this. Not on top, but I'm saying like they like added this backstory, so they like shot additional stuff.
Got it.
So that like in this chase scene in one of the other movies where they're like pulling this safe behind them.
Mm.
Do you remember that from any other movies?
Vaguely.
So they use that footage and then they add
you
Jason
literally
Momoa
say, actually,
and his dad like in two cars behind that.
Ah, got it. I was going to say,
am I right on this?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You could have said they were dragging anything, and I would that would have sounded like.
Yeah.
Remember the one where they like
it was like the 40 dead moose carcasses. Yeah.
No, it was the one where they robbed the circus and they had the four like you know chromium reinforced steel.
No, they stole the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, they just stole the top.
And they were pulling it through the streets.
Yeah. Remember that one? Oh, they hooked it up that elephant tusk and they were just dragging it all through India.
Yeah.
Oh, you probably saw.
That was, yeah, right.
You probably saw the Taiwanese version where they did the tiger instead.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I wonder if we just change our VPN on Netflix and watch this same film, and it gets to the like, I guess we're gonna blow up the Vatican. Yeah. It was just like different places.
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna blow up the London Eye. What? Yeah, man. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I turned that shit way off. And it, I mean, I just think I'm not.
Well,
you
have
know,
a little respect, man. Come on.
I just, it's not for me. You know, I'm not acting like I'm better than this movie. I didn't get it.
Mm. What is there?
I think
not
it's
to
on.
Get?
I think it's actually on me.
What is there not?
I know
to
that's
get.
What I'm saying. I was a little upset with myself. You know,
you couldn't get in the headspace.
Couldn't do it.
When he goes, I guess we're going to blow up the Vatican. You're supposed to take your chocolate pudding and go, oh, I guess we're going to blow up the Vatican.
Oh, wait, we're back to heartwarming now.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me cry.
Yeah.
Oh, explosions. Back to explosions. Yeah. Chocolate back all to over chocolate. My mouth.
So you're supposed to watch those films. You're supposed to eat chocolate pudding with your hand.
Yeah. And you're in like Superman underwear.
Damn, what's a grown man on a plane?
Yeah.
Picking their ass. Just hitting the light. Boom. Chocolate milk. Chocolate milk. Please. Chocolate milk.
I love Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Holy fuck, man. You know how they give those pre-flight in business, they give those like pre-flight little, you know, bags for.
No.
Look at you pretending.
No.
This is your greatest acting role.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know the one.
What?
You know the one.
No.
Finish my sentence here.
I see it sometimes when I walk by.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah.
Like, what is that thing?
Walk by to use the biz class bathroom to go back up to first.
Yeah.
Into your cubby.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Yeah, I don't know because I only fly first. They don't do those.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually have a vague ethnic person hand out all the
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a butler.
Yeah, or if you're in Finland, it's just a regular European. But I'm just picturing, you know, like on a like an overnight flight, they'll give like the sleeping mask and a toothbrush.
Yeah,
it's just open up, just a Fastex DVD, Spider-Man underwear, and a chocolate pudding, like an XL chocolate pudding. It's these grown men just taking their pants off, putting their Spider-Man underwear on.
That's so good. Here's your iPad, sir. Were those the undies?
Yeah.
They lean in, start with like a ah!
Would you like it? They're gonna blow up the Vatican.
Come back an hour later.
Yeah. Chocolate is all over.
Yeah. Oh, he's asleep. Hi, my husband would like more chocolate pudding. Damn, just picking your little nuts, eating
and eating it.
Yeah, yeah, eating the putins. Oh man, yeah, that's what they need.
I love Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I love Vin Diesel.
I love Dominic Toretto and Jason Momoa. I do want to show you this new guy of the week. I actually,
oh yeah, awesome! What a segue.
I do want to show you this. I forget what it is though.
Even better.
Yeah. So this is new guy of the week for me too.
Okay. Cody's new amnesia of the week. Damn, this is
was
like
2 weeks ago. Oh,
oh yeah, Bevo. Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah, Bevo. We know Bevo.
Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah.
How do you know him? Like you talked to him before?
I mean,
you know of?
I've seen him eat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know Bevo, man. The only guy who can swallow, who can drink mashed potatoes.
Is that what's special about him? Because I couldn't.
Let him rip.
Okay.
Let Bevo do
late
his thing.
Late night snack. We've got KFC. We've got the bonus banquet meal. We have got mini fidgets, chips, and gravy. There's a chip. Bang them in there. Yeah. Gravy, I'll give a go. I don't really have gravy, but. And then we've got the supercharged.
This was me 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
With the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. But let's be clear. If it's you and Bevo in a race.
Is he dusting me?
Dude.
You think so?
Bevo can eat like a cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
KFC is banging. I just fancied it. I wasn't even hungry, really, but why not?
That's the best. That's how to live life right there.
That is a fundamental difference between you and I.
What?
I don't get that feeling.
What?
I wasn't hungry, but fuck
I fucking fancy it.
Yeah.
I just fancy it. So why not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my life.
So, the new KFC chips, they've been like salted in something. All right, banging.
He's just warming up.
Oh, that's banging. I needed that. I was craving that big time. Big up the chips.
Big up the chips. Just wait for it. Wait till he gets to that chicken. You heard
that? Banging.
See, I, you know, this is endearing to me because he shares my like lack of a lexicon, you know, for like,
oh, for food.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear him?
What?
He just drank a fry.
He drank it.
Listen. Can we go back 5 seconds?
Mini for that.
Heard that?
Bang.
That's just him swallowing.
I drank that. And I say that with honor.
Okay.
Mini fillet.
Yeah, get in there. Mini fillet.
With the supercharger sauce, because the supercharger sauce is banging.
He's only said banging so far.
Yeah. Well, you know this meal is...
It is probably fucking banging.
No, observe. He just bit half this thing.
Okay.
Count it.
That's banging as well.
Was that 7 bites? He just softened it.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree, man. It seems pretty normal to me.
I don't know, bro. I've seen him eat other things where it's just like.
Really?
Yeah, out of spanging.
Okay.
It's impressive, man.
I like the way he describes it. I got to keep watching it a little bit.
Yeah, no.
I want to try his gravy.
Because I got to see how the gravy is. What would you guess the gravy is?
I'm thinking Bevo is going to say it's kind of a mild mixture. A little bit of pepper, a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
I'm translating, of course.
Yeah, yeah, right, right, of course.
Because he's probably going to say, oh, that's it.
Spangin'.
Yeah, no, bangin's for the fries. Chicken, I'm guessing he's going to go, oh, yeah, that's it right there. That's
what he said. He said that it's banging as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
We're not getting it everywhere. Hold on. I've never, ever, ever had KFC gravy. So we've got gravy. Gravy's there. Chicken. Oh, it's steamy.
Fuck, that looks good. And?
Not bad.
Damn it. I really thought, and he actually did drink that time.
That's what I'm saying.
That was like 2 bites.
That's what I'm saying.
That was kind of crazy. Ooh.
Rather the supercharger dip over the gravy, but
can you imagine all the KFC tastemakers just like watching this intensely?
Please say banging. Please say banging.
Supercharger say sauce banging. We got one. We got one. Yeah. Everyone, quiet. Gravy's up. It's not bad.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, everyone's on the phones.
Jeremy, you're fired.
Claire, call your family. You're finding a new job.
Understand why people get it. Let's have one more taste.
He's just playing with
so
it.
So obnoxious the way he chews.
He's just playing with it.
It really is.
Yeah, he's just playing with it.
Yeah, not bad. Overall, chips, 8 out of 10. Chicken, 8 out of 10. Gravy, 6 out of 10.
Oh.
Big up KFC. Big up the late night munch. I'm going to go live right now. Make sure to come join. Big up yourselves. Catch you soon. Big up Bevo. Gee.
Gee. Big up Bevo.
I love it. That's just normal. Man. That's normal guy shit right there.
Yeah. Shout out Bevo, man.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Beavis Brandon.
I did. How many? 884,000. Damn! I did just see another one of his videos. That was funny too.
Bevo's popping off, man.
Is he? Damn! I mean, look at this.
He went super dummy viral with that one right there. Yeah.
What's special about that one? The food?
I mean, everyone's on this thing right now where they're observing how no British food has green in it. That's the big observation from people that British food is just predominantly yellow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bunch of TikToks that have blown up.
What?
Just like Irish dudes just going late night, or there's this like young, I think she's Irish. She like goes late night for Chinese, and it's just like plain chow mein, and then like, you know, fried chicken on top,
okay,
and then wonton, and it's all just yellow. And then she'll pour up some curry for her dude.
Yellow.
It'll be dark yellow. And then he'll want some hot sauce, so a little bit of red in there. But everything is yellow and red. All right, let's see how we've chefs up the dinner. Big up.
Big up.
Dinner. Chip shop edition. Right, what we get? Get savoy.
Is that just
chips
a
and chili sauce. Chili sauce is bad.
Is that just a loose dog?
Yeah.
That's a loose dog.
I would argue, man, that's a step above a dog, you know?
What is that, a sausage?
That's a performance piece right there. <You know? laughs> that's regulation OnlyFans size. You know what I mean? That's in the terms and conditions of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
When you upload to OnlyFans, by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, there's actually like regulation play.
So it goes through like a team of moderators?
No, there's just rules, like basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
There's regulation size.
Yeah.
Inserts.
So do they moderate it before?
Oh, yes,
it goes up?
You're right. Okay. Yes, they moderate it before it goes up. Right. So they have to. They see if you're within bounds.
Yeah.
And you might get a kickback, and they're like, "Sorry, the performance piece is not to regulation standards. Yeah.
Guys, my partner request got denied again.
Damn. Live referee. Performance piece. Not regulation size. Gonna need more girth.
You're right, though. Yellow, red.
Yeah. It's not my observation. This was everyone else's pointing out. But let's hear it.
Let's pop this open. Jeez, look at that. All right, let's give these chips a go. Because sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. But big up 2023.
What? Like just the year? Or is that the place?
I assume that's the place. Maybe. Or maybe.
Just by coincidence, it's called 2023?
Maybe. No, no. Crispy cod for the chips, Third Avenue. No, so I think he just likes this
year.
He just bigged up the year.
Wow. That's awesome. That's fucking awesome, actually. That's like really positive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Big up 2023.
I think it's because it's been a mega year for him.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's gone viral. People know him. And maybe he just touched down to the place and, you know, the year's winding down.
Yeah.
And he's having this October dog and he's like, big up 2023.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, chili sauce is thick. That's good. Oh, that's good. I needed that.
I don't think you could eat a fry like that, dude. Three bites? Three bites.
I think you're underestimating me, dude.
I don't think so.
You've seen me, and then I could barf it back up.
Yeah.
And then eat it again even faster.
I've seen you eat, but I think he's... See, I think this is misleading. I think if you guys got into it, he could just go...
Yeah, if it was a competitive thing, he'd probably...
I think he's got your number, man.
Yeah.
Big up the chips.
Big up the chips.
Yeah. Big up the
gulp. Big up the gulp.
Gulp.
Chips are good.
The gulp is crazy. Holy fuck. Why is that so loud?
No, that iPhone microphone, man. Is he wearing a lav?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck?
He's just putting that right up there. ASMR.
8 out of 10. Sausage and batter. Savoy. Why did I say sausage and batter for?
What are you doing, man?
He's giving you a free show.
You can't do that. Yeah, you can.
Giving a free show, bro. Come on, man. He knows what he's doing. Look at him making eye contact and everything.
Should we just leave it here?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
I don't know. Let's have another taste. I can't really tell.
This is fucking great, actually. This video is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Bevo can drink a hot dog.
This is so inspiring.
You see a direction for your for all your creative endeavors next year?
I'm just saying, like, to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Think?
Yeah.
Like, you can just, at any point, you're like this close from you know, winning the jackpot on slots. Not kidding. But, like, you're like this close to filming, like, sitting down, filming yourself, doing something normal. And having people find it interesting for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
You know?
You may never know if the people are laughing with you or at you.
But like,
but the point is,
it's kind of the same thing now.
Yeah.
Sort of, right?
Yeah.
Like, the line is very blurry.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, you sit down, you watch this guy, you're laughing at his gulps.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really know that he's chewing weird and swallowing really loud, right? But then you're like, it's endearing that he doesn't realize that.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to rate this food.
Yeah. I know.
So I'm going to keep watching him.
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out Bevo. And this guy has rated this chip shop a number of times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
even
fucking
cooler.
Awesome.
You've cracked the code, brother.
Just saying big up to a year.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Why do you try so hard, man?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Trying to cook up content and stuff.
Exactly.
Why don't you just fucking big something up?
And I'm not being sarcastic either. Like, I actually genuinely, like, there's some, it's the same thing with the DC guy.
Yeah.
There's a normal guy doing normal things, but for some reason it works.
Our politician?
Yeah. So I love it. Hey, and then there, I have something else that's on the opposite side.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this one? Sisters dating the same 23-year-old guy?
Oh. What?
I don't even know if this is
these sisters dating the same. Man, what does he smell? He smells something bad in there. He's holding back.
All right, let it play.
Wish I could. Why would you all marry the same guy? Because we both like him.
Does it matter? Why do you?
I don't remember asking for your opinion. If I want your opinion, I tell.
They both turn him. Shut the fuck up. We tell
we
you.
We will
when
do
you
the
talk.
Speaking.
We tell you when to talk.
Tell what it is.
Oh my god. Why?
Oh, she cut him off. She actually cut him off.
What does that word go through? You can't groom an adult. That's not possible.
Mm. Once again, y'all.
I know you guys were saying about.
Wait, did she just shh him?
By the back of his neck. Fuck off. Down, 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 down. Let's get that shush.
Possible.
Once again, y'all.
I know you guys were saying about.
So fast, dude.
He's like, no, let me talk.
Charlotte Dobre, too. And she doesn't wear lip plumper either. Some people just have really big. We're not.
He just bust ass.
Yeah, that's
lip
it.
Either.
That's
some
his protest.
Really big. We're not.
Silent but deadly protest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fine. If I can't speak,
bro, this is a bit, right? Has to be. A
I
bit.
Think there's a backstory behind.
Nah,
this
is
I don't
a meme.
A
nah, it's a meme.
No one in this is married. I was married a long time ago.
It seems like you guys don't even like each other. Well, here's the thing. We're crass, we're rude, we're rough and tumble. She and I were born in the 80s, and I've worked in restaurants for over 20 years, and
I was married to a family that was just very rude.
That's not good, by
and
the way.
We basically
What did he say? Yeah, what? They're a little delayed.
That's not good, by
and
the
we
way.
Basically
Yeah, he just ripped one.
Very
that's not good, by
and
the way.
And we basically lived off the grid, so we're rough around the edges. One of the reasons why we like him and he likes us is because we are not like, I'm going to get my tea and I'm going to drink my tea. My sister.
Because you're not English?
What did we do last night?
Okay, and you know, Francis and you get married.
Oh,
I've
why
been
don't
married.
You go on.
I've been married.
This feels like an animatronic thing at Disneyland or some shit. Like, this is like right before you get on a ride. This is like three just things that speak to
yeah,
each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, welcome to Roaring Rapids. He likes us because we're in all that felt good. Be sure to get your fast pass. He likes us because we're rough around the edges and we're not English. Can we go to this account?
Yeah, can we? We got to find out more about this.
Well, what's fucking me up is like, yeah, let's see what's up with the account just because. Yo.
Wait, what's the? Yeah, do it. Go to that one. I was going to say the sexy red one.
Does he want everyone to blow smoke up his skirt? And be like a little jerk, and we're just not like that, you know.
Why do you shave your armpits? Because he's allergic to his own body hair.
Yes.
Why did God let Sandy Hook happen?
It's a great question.
Wait, was there a comment after that?
Stop saying that.
Nope.
That's just, they just...
Yeah. I would assume that's like from Alive and they're refuting the existence of God.
Yeah, or it's like an Alex Jones type thing.
But that sentence, why did God let Sandy Hook happen?
Yeah.
I think they're like, oh, God's real. It's like, why did God let Sandy Hook happen?
You know? Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, because they're atheists, right?
Is yeah, that's I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm assuming
right.
that...
Yeah.
They are refuting the existence of God. That's a crazy one to choose, though.
Yeah.
There's so many other easier things to, you know.
Seriously.
Why did, like, how about this one? Why did God allow... regular-sized ice cubes? I mean, that stuff's hard to chew.
Yeah. I kind of like that the boyfriend is just like an ad lib machine in the background.
yeah. What's it? What's an asexual version of the Migos? So stupid.
That's funny.
Oh my god. The Wigos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The what?
I don't know.
The me. No.
Me, yeah, I don't know.
Me.
Don't. Sexual Migos, dude.
Put the sexy red one.
Which one's the sexy red one, Luke? Don't even fucking play games. You know who sexy red is.
That's where they glasses, but me, baby, I'm blind and I need my glasses, so I'm gonna wear them and I'm gonna rock these things.
Oh, they're just
people. That's it.
Skirts where they.
They're just using a clip of her to respond to a comment.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm sad for myself that I can't think of a funny way to spin the Migos.
Yeah, there's gotta be something there. Migos.
This is why TikTok comments are misleading, because you know the motherfucker's sitting in the comments like.
You think so?
No, like when TikTok comments are funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all funny.
Yeah, but I know because when they're cooking them up, they're sitting there going.
Yeah. And you're saying they all seem like they're off the dome?
Yeah, they all seem like they were just. Reading hours of thought.
Dude. Have you noticed a change in Instagram reel comments?
No. As in?
The comments on reels. Like, they used to be like a fucking clusterfuck cesspool of just like YouTube shorts.
No.
But now, recently, it's like they've kind of done something to make it more TikTok-y. Where it's like the most upvoted ones will be at the top. And like, they like blow these reels out to like everyone. So they end up being pretty funny, but they're like horribly mean. Always.
Oh, no.
Always.
No.
Really?
No.
It's gotten to the point where I've seen people on TikTok as like a hate comment be like, post this on Reels.
Oh.
And other people are like, no, don't do that. Yeah. Like, don't play them like that.
You're right.
It's crazy.
I just thought everyone's mean everywhere.
I know, but it's something special going on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where they're mean.
Something special. Something little special going on
something
over there.
Special going
some
on.
Little extra hate going on over there.
No, seriously, they did something. I don't know what they did.
Zuckerberg,
but they turned
just
one
like,
of the nozzles, you know?
How do we upvote the most racial ones? We would like the most racially charged comments
more
to
hate.
The top.
More hate.
More hate.
Should be more hateful.
Suppress. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just tore my ACL. I'm in...
Can you look up synonyms for asexuality?
Are you still linking about the Migos thing?
Yeah. The three goes?
Ah! Diet Coke slammed. Agamogonetic?
The hell you just said?
Agamogonetic? What is the second one?
Genetic.
Agamo genetic?
Ferragamo genetics? Designer genetics?
Apomictic?
Parthenogenetic? Ooh, that's a good one, bro. Apomictic?
Oh, that is good.
Are you apomictic? Really good. Up on my dick? Yeah.
so that is the actual guy of the week.
Yeah.
The middle dude.
Yeah.
That's the guy of the week right there. One of them is.
Why did God let Sandy Hook happen? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
She said he's allergic to his own body hair.
That's
crazy. Yeah.
Dude, haircuts must be horrible.
Yeah, seriously.
It's fucking.
Or they must be good.
No, but I mean, when it's growing back.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be that itchy state.
It's always growing back, though.
Yeah, so. Hi, what? Isn't body, I guess, does head on hair count as body hair?
I don't know.
No? I mean, he had a full head of hair.
Yeah, right? He did. But maybe he's just always itchy. You know? perpetually.
It's crazy how they talk about him like he's like a dog.
I know.
He just sees it, you know, he's allergic to his own body hair. We had to stop feeding chicken. We feed him lamb now. Strictly dry food.
He gets groomed twice a month.
That's why he's always itchy, because they never let him take a bath.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man. And now I'm just mentally going, he only eats dry food. They just throw out like frozen bagel bites. And he just sit there and like defrost them in his mouth. That's dark. What the hell is this? Gavin Newsom tackles a kid in a basketball game?
Really?
I'll show you who the fucking governor is. Gavi? Where's the... Whoa. Are we dissecting if that's intentional? Is that a flagrant foul? Oh, trying to set the pick. Oh, we know what that was. Nice try, Governor.
Oh, my God. He bulldozed that kid.
All right, little fuckers. You want to play big ball?
Yeah, okay.
You want to go hard in the paint, little fuckers? All right. I'll show you who's winning.
I am the governor.
Yeah, I own California, bitch. I own this land. Why is he grabbing the kid like that? He spanked him too?
Yeah, what the hell? He was choking him out there at the beginning.
Yeah. This kid's like,
you can try and guard me again, huh? Try and guard me again? I'm the governor.
And they roll over for the cameras. He slapped him on the back to wake him up again.
He's popping some smelling salts right below. That, right there, you can see he's cracking some smelling salts.
What a horrible position to be in as a political figure.
Yeah, seriously. That smile, he knows he's fucked.
Remember when I choked out that Chinese boy at the basketball court and I spanked him? Yeah, I like the way his ass felt in my hand.
You know, he walked off the court and his handler was like, "Why'd you do that?" It was an accident. You pretty much did the worst possible thing you could do in that scenario.
They closed the door on the limo. Gavin, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man? I know. I'm sorry. I fucked up. Yeah, big time. Look at this picture. How does this look?
A dude from the back.
That looks pretty bad. Yeah, it looks bad.
Right? Some 20-something intern. Mr. Newsom, it looks terrible.
I got you.
Okay, man. He can't stop. I got you.
Made it worse.
Why won't he let him go?
Gavin, why'd you say I got you at the end? Why did you squeeze him again?
Why did you?
I don't know. I was trying to make it like a playful thing. It was fucking weird.
Gavin, why did you say you got some love handles on you at the end? Why did you say that at the very end? That was fucking crazy, man.
Why did you say, I'm going to take you?
Why did you say, try that again and see what happens? Rickshaw Mike, why did you say that?
I got you. You're never going to see your parents again.
That was some old school ball right there. Look at this. Look at the form. He goes for a little spin move. Fakes the trip. Oops. Look at him. Wrapped around the neck. Don't you ever try to set a pick on me, motherfucker. Don't you ever try to set a pick on me, you little piece of shit. You're 8 years old. I'll fucking kill you right here. In front of your whole family, you dumb motherfucker. Yeah. I got you. Gavin damn near just like did that thing when the kid stood up and he tried to hold the part of his pants so he'd pants him and embarrass him. Like, he damn near did that. Yeah. So if the kid stood up, like, he'd be like, remember?
Yeah.
Don't you ever dare. That was a spank.
I got you.
That kid just has that memory forever now.
I know.
He's gonna be the yearbook kid that got spanked by Gavin. All his growing up, hey, remember when Gavin Newsom came over here and he spanked the shit out of you? Wow. What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Dude can ball.
I would love to see.
That's for sure.
I'd love to see him and Obama face off.
Who?
Obama.
Hmm. Obama?
Obama.
Obama?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm really fucked up from that video.
From the Migos one?
Yeah. Still trying to think of Three Ghosts. Three Ghosts is like, that's the only one I got.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. She Goes.
Dude, I'm fucking dying. Damn.
Well, we got another hour.
Man. I know.
You excited?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have this.
No. People always comment that I never drink my coffee.
You should.
Yeah, well, maybe I will in the bonus. We'll see you there. No.
We can't end yet.
No, we can't.
Actually, we probably could. No, we can't.
We can't. No, we could.
But we could.
We could just blue ball for 2 minutes. We could end, but we couldn't.
Wait, scroll up to the top. There's something else that I sent that I wanted to go over. Oh, yeah, the Heart Attack Grill. Have you heard of that?
Of course.
Oh, you have?
Of course.
This was news to me. Bummer. I was excited to
look at your fellow Americans laughing at you. This is why you'll always be a green card.
Is this like a famous thing?
Yeah.
It's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you guys know about this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
You're not even a real... Dude, this is question 4 on your citizen test.
I know. Is it?
Where can you die from a cheeseburger? Heart attack grill.
Oh, wait, go down. It actually says taste worth dying for?
Yeah.
Because people have actually died there.
I think so. Or, man, the feeling you get from this shit walking by, it's so grim.
Have you been there?
It's on Fremont.
I've never been to Fremont.
Oh, that's there. You just walk past it.
I don't go to downtown.
This guy.
All right.
You're not getting... You claim you're about the Vegas experience. You don't go to Fremont.
No, I know. I want to, actually. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah. It's a spectacle. It's not.
So, have you ever been inside though?
Nah.
I would love to eat something there.
They put you
das Bangen.
Das Bangen.
Das Bangen and die.
Bro, we should sponsor Bevo.
Yo, this Heart Attack is banging.
We should sponsor Bevo a flight to go do the Heart Attack Grill.
We should, actually. And then we join them.
Yeah, Ryan, hit up Bevo. Let's sponsor him for a flight out to America.
Is Ryan in this room?
No.
it's his job to listen. So. This is actually a test to see if he listens this far in the podcast. And let's pick a specific date just to see if Ryan's on top of it. December 4th at 7 p.m. So if me and Cody show up and Bevo is not there waiting... Nah, when you walk past this, they give you a hospital gown.
Damn, and there's a scale outside that you can just stand on?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're over 350, you eat free.
If you're over 350 pounds, you eat free.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even really get the joke. Like I understand it's all like a marketing thing, but it's not really like clever.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's not. It's just very literal. It feels so dystopian to me.
Yeah.
And not this is like some corny big brain shit, but it honestly just makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
That we celebrate this idea.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, you might die from this.
Yeah. The restaurant's spokesman, 575-pound Blair River, died on March 1st, 2011, aged 29, from complications of pneumonia. The Arizona location closed shortly thereafter. And then on February 11th, 2012, a customer suffered what was reported to be an apparent heart attack while eating a triple bypass burger at the restaurant. It's a little bit too on the nose, you know?
Reportedly, patrons thought it was a stunt and started taking photos.
Basso later said, I actually felt horrible for the gentleman because the tourists were taking photos of him as if it was some type of stunt. Even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that. I mean, the burger is called Triple Bypass Burger.
Dude,
feels like this is what you were going for.
When that guy fell over, how many of the tourists were just like,
oh my God.
Yes.
This is great. Hun, hun, look at, oh my God, he's frothing at the mouth. Hun, look at, oh, it's so real. It's so real. turning purple.
All right, bud. Come on.
Come on. All right.
Come on.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's so real.
Okay. You're freaking my kids out. Come on.
Yeah.
Can we turn this off? How do we turn this off? My kids are scared.
Turn it off.
How do we turn this off? Where's
off. Off.
Where's the switch?
It's over now.
Where's the... Oh, he's real. Nice. In February 2013, unofficial spokesperson or spokesman and daily patron, 52-year-old John Alleman, died of an apparent heart attack while waiting at a bus stop in front of the restaurant. That's poetic.
That's the saddest thing ever. How can you be an unofficial spokesman? Like, at least be an official spokesman.
I mean,
you're going to eat there every day.
They couldn't have promoted him after death?
And, like, promote the restaurant?
Yeah.
You know, at least work out some type of, like, you eat free deal, you know?
He must have had a bad personality that they would not...
Make him an official?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A posthumous official?
Yeah. Even posthumously, yeah.
Yeah.
They were just like, nah, we didn't know that guy.
Which is fucked.
All the headlines were like, you know...
Unofficial spokesman.
No, all the headlines were like, John Altman... You know, what's this place called? Oh, yeah, Heart Attack Grills, you know, most valued customer. And they were like, we don't know that guy.
Yeah.
No, we don't. He just came in sometimes. We don't know. We don't know. I thought he was a spokesman for it.
Chill.
No, we didn't fuck with him like that.
Yo, chill on the S word.
Yeah.
In front of the, dude, at the bus stop is...
That's what I mean. It doesn't really seem like this is like morbid humor. It just seems morbid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I get sad when I walk past it.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a bad feeling inside.
I still want to go in, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like, to still have the words "taste worth dying for" up on the walls after people have actually died just seems a little bit like that's just fucked up.
That's just so American.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just our way, man.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
They would not do that shit in Europe.
Yeah.
In Europe, they have class, you know, they do like, I don't know, NOS or something. Die from balloons or something.
Yeah.
Die from drugs.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
In Ibiza.
A classy way.
A classy way of dying, you know. Yeah, doing bad ketamine in the north of England.
Yeah.
You know, the sexy way.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right, well, that's the episode. See you in the bonus, where we're going to talk about what?
Coming up in the bonus, how to do a coffee enema with no coffee.
We can talk about your weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about my...
Okay, we're going to talk about Noel's weekend.
Action-packed weekend.
And do I have any New York stories? Oh, I went to a novelty restaurant in New York, the diner where they sing, the Broadway diner.
Oh, that sounds
Stardust,
annoying.
Yeah. I went there.
That sounds like it sucks.
You would fucking hate it.
Sounds like it sucks.
You would hate it.
Let a motherfucker try to serve me country fried steak with hey,
I might just be an unofficial spokesperson for this restaurant in the bone.
Nah, we don't know Cody like that.
Yeah,
we don't know that boy.
Like once or twice.
Yeah, no, we don't know him like that. Oh, damn, dude, denying John's existence.
Yeah, yeah.
When you said valued patron. Nah, he might only been here once or twice. He wasn't here like that.
Yeah.
We don't know him like that.
We value all our patrons.
Yeah.
But real patrons. He wasn't like stand out in any way.
Yeah. It's not like he could stand up, but... Sorry. That was me impersonating the bad people.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't my opinion. Of course, you know. Yeah.
All right. And on to the bonus. Thank you for joining us.
I'm a suitcase.
I'm a suitcase.
I'm a suitcase.
Oh. This week on the Bone Zone.
No, your
head goes into my own dick.
He's like, the fuck?
He's like, ow, a tickle.
Swiped Michael Bisping's fake eye out of his head. Little dick and balls touched the inside of his eye.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.